However, there's a lot of good, in fact, the quality of this crop, and as I get into it, I'll elaborate a little more on it. Of course, most of you know where our 10 class and offices are, and we're, as I'll show you here in just a minute, we're still actively classing in several of those. But this is a breakdown where the cotton's classed and the regions, and I'll be breaking down a lot of the quality by region. Reason that La Mesa, Texas is in that far west is a couple years ago, now we had a gin from New Mexico that requested to transfer to the La Mesa office. So this is what we've classed. This would be Upland Cotton through yesterday, 13.7 million bales of what we're estimating around 15.1 million. And on Pima, 498,000 of 525. So Greg ain't got much longer to go on the Pima. And total class in 14.2 of 15. Our estimate right now is about 15.65, something like that. I don't think some of them will make their estimate. Well, I think, you know, one of the things you have to look at year after year on how this quality of the crop and the averages and percentages is what makes up the crop, you know, and how much of the U.S. crop is made up. As you can see, the far west years ago, back in the 80s, made up 30% of the crop, and now it's less than 5%. And the mid-south is continuing to drop, and based on information we're receiving currently, unless the market makes a strong recovery, I'm not sure we'll see. The mid-south may drop even a little more in percentage-wise, So I just wanted to point that out and show you how it's changed over the years. And, of course, it's very easy to see. When Texas gets rain, like in 2010, that's almost 50% of the crop. And then they're followed by a drought, how far down they drop. And this year had a little more rain and moved on up to about 40% of the U.S. crop. So color grade-wise, this is probably one of the, since in my 30 years of working with the cotton division, is one of our best color grade crops that I can recall. And but if you want to look at it from the other standpoint of the percent of low color grades, and then this one, was 41, 32 and higher, and this one's looking at 42s and lower. So you can see we've had some years where we had 20% of color grade 42 and lower. So I had a lot of 52s, 61s, 43s. So this is one of the lowest percent. You can see a few years back, 2003, and my memory is not as good as it used to be, where I used to have a lot of benchmarks that I could compare crops to, but once you get past 10 or 15 of them, sometimes it's hard to hold those benchmarks. And this is by region. As you can tell, all regions had a real high color grade naturally, with this being overall one of the highest. The Southeast rebounded 2013. A lot of North Carolina and Virginia received some heavy rains right at harvest time, and they had a lot of light spots, a lot of 42, 52 color grade in 2013. This year we had real good harvest weather. Leaf grade, very little change. I'm going to move through some of these so I can spend a little more time on some others. Leaf grade actually improved in the Mid-South and Southeast for this crop year. And one of the things that I like to point out where I see a quality problem, and it has really improved, is this five leaf and lower. And where we noticed it being a very high percent was in the Mid-South, especially in Mississippi. And you can see all of the states improved this year. Even Mississippi came down. Tennessee was so high that one year last year, I don't know, but it's back to about where it's normally been this year. But the Mid-South improved had less leaf grade 5 and lower, and the whole U.S. crop naturally improved too. Extraneous matter, this has been a real big issue over in the Mid-South and the Southeast, and overall extraneous matter is the lowest it's been since 2011. And when you look at it by region, the Southeast has really dropped down from 12.6% 2 years ago to 2.8%. Mid-South from 5 to 1%. The Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, with as much as we've got the class out there still, that 14-8, it could go up to close to 20 because, especially with all this bad weather that's had the last week or so with all the ice, and I have noticed the last two or three weeks that has gone from about 11 or 12% all the way up to almost 15 now, so I do expect to see it climb a little more. Micro and air pretty much unchanged, pretty consistent. Throughout last year in the southwest area, had a lot of low mic cotton. This year it's been back more. I'm not sure what is actually normal for the Texas area because it used to seem like a normal year would be when they had a lot of mic averaging around 3.6 and 3.7, but 4.3 average is, I'm not sure that, like I say, that is normal. It's what they would prefer, I'm sure. Excuse me. Strength is just slightly down, and this may be, again, due to just where the region averages. It may be no difference, really, that much per region, but with the far west producing less of the crop and it having the highest strength, that may be the difference in bringing it down that one-tenth of a gram. But this, ever since we went 100% API, in the last 4 or 5 years has pretty much been the same, insignificant, the difference, 29.9 to 30.2. This is by region. The Mid-South was actually a little stronger this year, 31, and the Southwest is slightly stronger. Another reason this, the Far West is probably down just a little bit because of the Far West percentage now is probably made up of a little more Arizona and less of California cotton, and typically it's not hardly as strong as more and more of the California acres, higher percentage of it's in the Pima. Average staple of 35.7, just a little bit shorter. Just slightly shorter in the southeast. Actually, everywhere but the far west was slightly shorter this year. It's pretty insignificant, though. When you look at it across the last 7 or 8 years there, it's run pretty consistent. 35.7, 35.8 is the longest we had last year, and several years of 35.5. Since we're in Texas, I wanted to put this one on here to show how the water makes a difference in Texas. And the years when we had plenty of rainfall there, the Texas staple passed the U.S. average. And then once we hit 2011 and the drier crops, the Texas staple is a little shorter than the U.S. average. Here's where I really wanted to concentrate on, if you want to say, and there's been, I believe, two different articles in Cotton Grower Magazine about the demand for higher quality U.S. cotton and stuff and all, so it's real refreshing to see that we are making improvements in our overall quality. So these are bales that have all the factors of base quality and higher, and this is the highest percent we've had for the last 5 years. In fact, I ran it for about a 15-year period, and there's only been 2 or 3 years even close to this, but 56.4% of all the bales fell into base quality or higher. And the black is, of course, the 2014, but increased southeast, mid-south, Texas, just a little bit down in the far west, and Greg and I were talking about that, and I think it's due to probably some high micro air in Arizona. That's probably what brought this down just a little bit. But the U.S. is, again, up on overall. That's individual bales that have all the factors of base quality or higher. Then if you want to look at it as high quality and higher, look at 31, 335, 35 to 49 mic, no extraneous matter. And I've just put some states together. Alabama, Georgia has moved all the way up to 37, 38%. We saw improvements. North Carolina, South Carolina, Arkansas, Missouri, all the areas improved. And then I've got it graphed out by each region where you can look at it over the historical. And then to see where you fall by region as compared to the U.S. average. Again, when you look at Texas and some years there, they were running above the U.S. average and then moved back real close in some of the drier years on 31, 3, 35s. Southeast is what has really made the big improvement, though, in the recent years. Pima, we probably don't have very many Pima people in here, but I'll move through it pretty fast. 98.5%, these are bales with three color grade and three leaf grade and higher. Micronair is pretty consistent, 4.0. Staple length is just slightly different, 48 compared to 48.1. And the strength, just slightly lower. Last year was at all-time high at 43.4 grams per tex. I know it's hard to imagine if you're a saw gin upland producer and ginner and you see these kind of strength ranges and stuff and all, but it's extremely strong. You don't have to go back too many years until the U.S. averages was in the high 30s. So we just went into the 40, and it seemed like once we got in there, it just kept climbing. So in conclusion, the 41-32s and higher is one of the highest percentage color grades we've had in a number of years. Leaf grade is equal to or better than prior crop years. The Mid-South continues to have the highest leaf grade content. Extraneous matter is the lowest since 2011. The Mike average is I think it's one unit up from the last two or three years, but again, I think a lot of that's attributed to the volume of cotton in Texas, and the average Mike in Texas this year has brought the whole U.S. average up. Strength is down slightly at 30.1, but from an all-time high of 30.2. The staple average is just slightly shorter, from 35.9 to 35.7. Of course, base quality and higher I talked about a while ago is the highest percentage we've had in the last 5 years. And the high quality is the highest percent we've had since 2010, 33% of 31.3s and 31.3-35s. And Pima, there's very little change in anything. Year after year on Pima, it's pretty consistent. So that pretty much concludes it. I think I beat the clock again, didn't I?
Nice.
I usually add a few slides every year, and that sort of concerns me. I probably ought to delete one or two every once in a while, but instead of adding all to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robbie.